Hi, and welcome to Soul Level Whole. I'm your host, as you probably know, Dr. Kaylin. If you don't know and you're here for the first time, that's awesome. Welcome. Been thinking about this type of episode for a while. Obviously, it could be a lot more than one episode, but it's about when things will not stop falling apart. Will not stop. Like, you can't get up to the surface enough to breathe enough to move forward. It's like things just keep falling apart. I'm reading a book called The More Beautiful World Our Hearts Know Is Possible by Charles Einstein. And one of the quotes from the book I'm going to read says, "Now the calamities and contradictions are coming so fast that the story has not enough time to recover, such as the birth process into a new story." So if the experience of life that you've had, we'll call it a story, what you've lived by, what you've believed in, whether knowingly or unknowingly, when that story starts to break down and you can't live by it anymore, and as he describes, the calamities and contradictions are coming so fast that the story doesn't have enough time to recover, meaning you can't go back to the old way. Now you're going to be reborn. And we go through this in micro and macro ways all the time. At least I do. Maybe you do as well. Where we're, you know, I told a client recently, like, I go through some sort of death experience every day within myself because I have a new awareness, a new understanding. I'm always deep in something. And I change. I evolve. Constantly. So some part of me gives way to a new part of me. One thought gives way to another thought. One story gives way to a new story. It's a cool book if you want to get it. It's a bit different than maybe some things you've read before, but I want to grab that concept that he described and talk about it on a personal level because he is describing it on a collective level, that the stories that we lived inside of are falling apart and we need them to because they don't necessarily, they're not really getting us where we could be to, as he describes, a more beautiful world our hearts know is possible. So when what you've lived by, when what you've believed in, when what even served you in some way in the past doesn't anymore, and when things won't stop falling apart, you can't go back to the old. I'm going to give a simple example. A long time ago, when I started on this healing journey and I was in like a healing crisis of sorts, if somebody had a pill for me that would have taken away my health problems, I would have at the time loved that. I'm glad it didn't exist. But that would have been the end of it. I wouldn't have had to do any deeper level work. I wouldn't have definitely would not be where I am today. I wouldn't have had the healing experiences that I've had. I wouldn't have been able to go to the depths. I wouldn't have had the awakenings I've had. I could have just gone along with business as usual. And I would have stayed asleep. Asleep to who I am. Asleep to what's possible. So in that way, that healing crisis was my awakening and a blessing and in my favor. Because it had me look at things a lot differently. And I've never stopped ever since. I leaned more into myself. I trusted myself, my path, my intuition, my wisdom, and my cosmic influences to support me. I took my power out of the hands of a pill or a doctor where I wasn't really getting the help I needed, and I gave it back to myself. And it was remarkable, and it changed the entire trajectory of my life. But if I had been able to take a pill, aka if I had been able to go back to the old story of my life and who I was, at the time, that's what I thought I wanted. But if I had been able to do that, then I wouldn't have evolved. But the calamities continued. I couldn't go back to the old story. There was nothing for me to go back to. There was no pill. There was no fix. There was no saving me or helping me that I could find. It was really fucking scary. But inside of that, a new opportunity was being born, a new me was being born. So it's a small and very symbolic example of this in our lives, personally and also collectively, but I'm going to speak personally for this episode. When we can't go back. And gosh, do we want to? I spent the whole last year plus being like, how the fuck do I get back to who I used to be? Where is my happiness? Where is my soul? Like, where's my intuition? And like, the things that I used to do don't seem to work anymore. The belief systems I live by don't serve me anymore. The books I read don't hit me anymore in the way that they used to. And I was like grasping at straws, like, you know, when sand is pouring through your hands and you're just like, how the fuck do I go back? Because that seemed safer and it made a lot more sense to my brain than anything unknown. So things kept falling apart. And just when I was like, no more, no more, no more, more would fall apart. I was being stripped bare. And I didn't necessarily ask for it, but I can't begin to explain to you yet how grateful I am for it. It's one of the most intense learning experiences I've ever had. I'm still in it, but I do feel like I've moved enough to the other side of it that I can talk about it. And I've recorded a lot of podcasts I haven't shared because I was going through so much and trying to make sense of it, and I didn't know how to put it into words, but I tried. But it's things won't stop falling apart. I don't know who I am. These are the paradigms. You might not know who you are. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what direction to go. What made sense to you before doesn't make sense anymore. This is happening to us collectively as things are breaking down that once were thought to be the way, and they're not really the way. They're not providing us what we need. But that's probably going to happen for you, or is happening for you personally. And I'm glad I was stripped. I'm glad that the things I lived by came into fierce and intense questioning. I'm glad the attachments I didn't even know I had came up for review and left my life so I could face the emptiness. In this book, he's got a cool chapter, highly recommend it, on emptiness. I love that place because it's also the place of pure potential. When you're not clinging to any one particular thing, when you're allowing for more than you can conceive of in this moment, so much more than your brain has come to understand, so much more than you know. And that's essentially where I arrived after a year of flailing. I arrived at the bottom, and it was total emptiness. And once I surrendered into that emptiness, like, I mean really surrendered. Like, okay, I let go of all of it, take it all. I just want to do right by my soul. I just want to do right by the truth of who I am, whatever that is. And clearly, I don't know what that is anymore. So I'm ready and so willing to be shown. And I do not have an agenda. My agenda is to live by my truth and for that to be revealed to me. And no details even matter to me anymore, because that's going to be part of my clinging and my attachment. So that's what emptiness offered me, the opportunity to let go completely. And then things stopped falling apart. Interesting, right? There was a timing to it. There's a timing to all of this, in my opinion. I do believe in timing, in that things manifest in time. While we are on the earthly plane, we live inside of space-time. I think it's one of the reasons why we have a hard time, play on words. We have a hard time understanding things that seem like they don't follow time. You know, so I watch interesting shows about UAPs and UFOs, right? weird things that happen in the sky. And they don't seem to follow the laws that we know about space-time. Things move really quickly and we can't understand why. Like, why is this light in the sky here and then it's all the way over there? We don't understand it because we're humans and we operate in space-time and we're meant to observe things in space-time. All of that to say, it's part of our existence and our reality. Yes, there's more. There's more that defies time. And yes, there's so much more than space-time. Yes, yes, yes. But I mean, for you and inside of your evolution, I think there's a reason that we're on the earthly plane and that we're humans, because it helps us potentially, right, evolve inside of this ongoing, unfolding, cyclical nature that we live in of beginnings, middles, ends, and beginning again. And that takes time. So you're breaking down, you're falling apart is going to happen inside of time. Some of it will happen really quickly. Some of it will be this long, like, when is this going to fucking end? Falling apart. And it'll just feel like things won't stop falling apart. And we can fight it, we can resist it, we can argue against it, we can make it a living hell for ourselves. That doesn't really feel good and it doesn't work very well, but we can't help ourselves, you know, a lot of times, because we're being forced to give up so much that we live by, that helped us feel like we understood things, that helped us feel in control, that helped us feel safe, and maybe at one time really served us. The things I used to live by saved my life. So they really mattered. The belief systems I formed, what I believed in, what I lived by, was my living mantra, was my purpose, was my the way things worked for me. And they worked. It's how I got to where I am now. Well, not now, but it's how I got to where I am a couple years ago. But interestingly, they didn't work anymore. So What do you live by? What are your beliefs? What seems to work for you? You know, prayer, meditation, intention, working with the mind. Oh gosh, so much worked for me until it didn't. Until I couldn't access those things anymore, until they stopped making sense, until all of it came into question. And I'm talking about years of questioning purpose, questioning meaning, and just wanting to get to the other side so I could feel okay again. Like, you know, just so I could take that pill and not be in this pain. Just so I could go back to something and keep living and be happy again. I was talking with a client a couple days ago. Fucking beautiful conversation. And I don't want to give away their personal information, but essentially, let me feel into it before I say anything. We were talking about where she is now. She's in a massive period of newness, change, transition, and some confronting experiences that she's been having. And it's forcing her, she has no choice but to learn new things and think differently. And one of the things that comes up for her around this is she wants to go back to when she was happy before all this happened, before she felt these ways, before she felt so out of control. She feels like she's getting worse instead of getting better, and it makes her feel sad, you know? So when we have a little bit of time to ourselves, those are the types of thoughts and feelings that might creep up. Man, I want to be able to go back to when I was better. Or it might be for you, I want to move into the future to when this is over. And what I was talking with her about around all of this was, A, the past you is still in existence in some way. She's alive inside of you, and she's probably proud of you for how you're trying to navigate all these things that you don't understand. I'm sure she's not hard on you. I'm sure she's not mad at you. She's still a part of you, and she gets to come along on this ride. She's evolved into you, and then you're going to evolve into this future you. And that future you is looking back on you like, dang, you are doing your best. Thank you. And eventually, you'll be that future you. You're part of your own continuum. And if you're anything like me, when I look on past parts of, like, past aspects of me or past versions of me, I'm always grateful to them. I have a lot of compassion for them. Because they did what they knew to do, and that's all they could do. So there's nothing to go back to, but those parts of you are still with you. And so as things fall apart and you're basically getting a new perspective, a new brain, a new way of being, a new reality, it can feel like, make this stop. Get me out of here. But let me tell you, this is the best place on earth to be. Now, I love happy moments too, right? I miss my dog. He died months ago. And the best place on earth to be for me at times was just sitting across from him, you know, and petting his face and kissing his cheek and just like loving on him. And sometimes the best place on earth for me to be is just with my partner. Hanging out just fills my heart to the brim. So those are beautiful things. And so I'm not saying that like the best place on earth to be is in the hardest time of your life. There are some really beautiful aspects of life. And those are all based on love, by the way, the ones I just described. So the best things we can experience, right, is the love, is the connection, and also the breakdown. Because if we're living by things that don't serve us anymore and are blocking our evolution, nature's kind of ruthless in shaking things up to create something new. It's not always gentle. It's not going to play by our rules. It's going to do it in its own wild, intelligent way. It'll fuck your shit up. If you can survive it, come out on the other side, man, you will be probably so grateful that you let it happen to you, that you let it guide you in this confusing and dark and sort of drowning terrain into a new paradigm of existence in which you have evolved, you know more than you ever did. You understand things differently, and now you have a new system to live by that will guide you in your personal evolution. And then that's also something we're all always doing collectively. This doesn't stop. Growth is here whether you want it or not. Change is here whether you ask for it or not. That was one of the things that came up for me in this "when things won't stop falling apart" thing, was I didn't have any control. And I had some, sort of, but it didn't really feel like it. And the ways that I used to live of, you know, we create our realities, and we do in some way. And I can work with my thoughts, my feelings, and my energy, and I can shift this for the better. No, I couldn't. I could not. Nope, couldn't. And I can look back on it and tell you she couldn't. It's one thing in the moment to think that we can't and look back and be like, you totally could have. You totally could have done it. No, I couldn't have. There was nothing I could do. It was out of my control. It was happening to me. Couldn't stop it. The breakdown was happening. The tower was falling. It needed to. And if I could have stopped it and could have controlled it, I would have lived inside a lie. A paradigm that was falling apart that I needed to get out of that didn't serve my evolution. But if I could have taken the pill and made it stop, no, I couldn't control it. I couldn't think positive thoughts and change it. I couldn't do X, Y, and Z and make more money, or I'm trying to think of what things people might think. I couldn't have done something and made better money. I couldn't have done something and attracted this thing into my life. I couldn't. That was the point. The point for that, for me symbolically, and when things fall apart for us and don't fucking stop, is that let go. face your fears around letting go of everything. Because it scares the shit out of the brain, because now the brain doesn't have something to live by. Now the brain doesn't know what to do. Your actual brain, the system that like we use to understand our realities, when everything's falling apart and nothing's making sense and you can't control things, the brain is on full meltdown. Like, you know, red lights spinning, alarm signals going off. The end is here. And it will suck. Oh man, I was taking homeopathic remedies to try to not to feel so crazy. I had a lot of mental healing to do because it was time to do it. Wasn't time to do it 3 years prior, 5 years prior, I wasn't there. It wasn't up for the healing. But when it was time to heal it, didn't even know it was there really. Boy, did it come up. Whole next level. Thought I knew shit before, and I did to some extent. I thought I had figured some things out. I thought I was going to live by the things that I had figured out and just grow inside of them. Nope. They broke down. They fell apart. They all came into question. Because when things won't stop falling apart, like everything slipping through your hands, and you're inside of that vat of confusion, what you've lived by doesn't work anymore. I was talking to my astrologer at one point and telling her, like, the way that I used to intuit, I can't do anymore. So I was having like an identity crisis of sorts, right? I felt really separate from my sense of spirit and soul. I said, I lived by it. I could see the future. I could see what it was. I did. I actually did. I lived by it. I intuited it. I wrote it down. There it was. Wrote it down. There it was. And of course, like in my work with clients, that's also what we're working with. I didn't lose that capacity though for clients. Actually, it just got better and better and better and better for the work I did with others. That intuitive capacity, that working on the energetic level, all of those things massively grew in all of this that was happening for me. So my systems are breaking down, but my gifts and capacities were growing. But I just couldn't apply them to myself. Like I didn't know how to do it. Really odd, right? And my astrologer said, when I was like, I can't intuit in these old ways, she's like, there might be a reason for that. It's like, if you could, then you could just go back to the old ways. Maybe those things don't work right now for a reason. But then I was like, well, where the fuck am I? Where's my soul? Where's God? Where's what I connect to? Where's my path? Like, what is happening? And I had to learn how to listen in a new way. So I did an episode recently here on Soul Level Whole, episode 70-something, about intuition and a process I talked through with my astrologer recently about working with intuition in a different way. And I have been doing this, and you likely do this on some level, but I just wasn't taking it as seriously. And we are receiving things intuitively all the time, but sometimes we don't like what we receive, and so we want to ignore it. So what I was intuiting at the time was all of that chaos, was all of that breaking down, was all of that loss, and I didn't want to believe it. I wanted to believe that something better was possible, that I didn't have to go through that, that I didn't have to deal with that. But I did. I had to. So sometimes the things that we feel coming, we don't like what we feel coming. We want to believe something else is possible, and we try to fight against it. But you can't fight death. You can't fight endings. I mean, you can try. You can try. But you know what? I don't want to. There's something so much greater that's at play in our lives, and I know this because I experience it, and I work with people deeply all the time, and they're going through it as well. There's us, and then there's this greater force in our lives, whatever that is. Whatever it is. And it's creating currents and circumstances and ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and it's supporting our evolution, personally and probably collectively. And I don't want to fight it. I want to live by it. I want to live in harmony with it. And I want to trust it. So when things won't stop falling apart, I can only speak for me and for the people that I know. There is something so powerful in it for you. And it has this potential to break you free. And you might not want that. You might be like, fuck that. I don't want that. I want to be comfortable. I want to be cozy. I want to be safe. I want to be happy. I want to be in control. And I get it. But look around on planet Earth. A, I think that we need to all live in harmony with the Earth and with what's here and bring our best to it. But I think some of the things we want are a complete illusion. And even if we have all the things that we want, it doesn't always make us happy anyway. What you want for yourself on a true and deep level is the most potent change-making force that you have. It will send reverberations across time and space to change things for you. So when you, this is one of the things I work with people around, we discover what it is they genuinely want, and we create a whole thing around that for them. And without them trying or forcing or controlling their entire lives, and they change because they made a decision. So what powerful decisions have you been making, or what things have you been feeling like you intuitively need to do? Because that's really what's guiding your life. So, you know, a year ago, I was like, I choose to be chosen and I choose to never settle again. I will not settle for stupid shit. I will not settle for things that are not really true for me at all, small or large. And I choose to be chosen by what really wants me, and vice versa. Like, I'm ready for a much more harmonious existence and a much more authentic existence than I've ever lived. And just in knowing that and seeing that and declaring that, my life turned upside down. But it was a long time coming. It's like, okay, cool. This all needs to be reorganized. Because there's something greater that's desired here. But even the things I didn't know I wanted or didn't know to ask for or didn't know were possible all become real in my world as I go through a breakdown. You're being redirected. You're being reassigned. You're being put where it's better for you. And I really don't believe that we do know on a deep and intrinsic and like inherent level, we do know so much about ourselves. And it's our guiding light. But our mind, our egos, our conditioning, it doesn't really know what's best for us. So we can't listen to it. It's why I really like to practice as much as I can. Letting go, surrendering, asking to be shown, asking to be guided, asking to be led to the best of my ability. Because I know the more I can get out of the way and allow for the truth to emerge, the more I'll be in that flow and on that path that will surprise me and open me up to things I never imagined possible. And it'll feel like purpose. It'll feel like fulfillment. So those are some thoughts on when things will not stop falling apart. You're in good company here. You, me, and everybody that I know and work with, we face these turbulent times. We go into these dark places and we ride on these exhilarating waves. We follow the course and we let it strip us bare or build us up based on where it's taking us, what it's asking of us, and the growth that we're ready to experience and sign up for. Because we also know it's not just for us. It's for everything that we ever were and for everything that ever was and for everything that will ever be, because we're part of something so much greater. Our own personal healing serves all of time. Our own personal evolution changes the entire world constantly. It's no small thing. but I trust you in your falling apart. And I understand the fears that can come up, but I don't believe them for you. Ultimately, I have unwavering faith in who you truly are. And if you are willing to go all in on yourself, I can meet you there. I was talking to a client yesterday and I was thinking that, like, if you're willing to go all in on you, I'm right there. And this will be a fucking amazing. But I can't do it for you. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. You've got to choose your path. You've got to choose yourself. It's a conversation I have on various levels with people every time I talk to them. How to listen to themselves, how to choose themselves, how to walk their path, how to be who they are, how to face all of this shit, how to step in to the calling that they really have. Because if we are not following that, something will feel like it's missing. And your calling will change. At least mine has. My calling evolves. It's like, you know, if you're out in the wilderness somewhere and you hear this echo and this calling and you follow it, eventually you'll find it. Well, now what? You're there. You found it. Well, then somewhere else, off in the distance, you hear another call. And off you set out again. And on the way, things will fall apart and things will come together. I think this is a lot of what it's about. This is what I've discovered it to be. This is what I see happening for the people that I know. And I think if we normalized it, like, yeah, of course, things won't stop falling apart. Of course they won't. Something's coming for you. How can we help you? How can we support you? How can we help you unfuck your mind around this? How can we help you feel a little bit safer? How can we help you feel the courage to let go? How can we help you be successful in whatever this is? How can we help you be birthed as a new version of yourself? You know, gestation time. How long is it? How long does it take for something to start as a spark and a seed of life and then come into full form and fruition? Well, that's what's happening for you when things won't stop falling apart. That's what's happening for us all day long. Some parts of my life or your life are in early stages. Some parts are in late stages. Some parts are in death phases. Some parts are in middle phases. You know? Everything is just this like cyclical thing. But when you hit one of those spots where it's like, holy shit, it will not quit. Okay, I hear you. I get it. I really get it. Sometimes you feel like you're just surviving it. Like, how am I not drowning yet? Like, how am I still doing this? Because some part of you can handle it and is riding those crazy ass waves. And eventually, we do come out on the other side, washed up on shore. Maybe feeling half dead or something. But then, like for me, this light turns on. All last year, I saw it as like a visual of like, I'm trying to get this pilot light to start and it won't fucking start. And it flickers every now and then. I'm like, oh my God, there I am. And then off it goes and I'm fucking cold. And I'm like, God damn it, where is the light? Well, once it lights up again, you are a force to be reckoned with. You are unstoppable. And you start over. But all the times in between, all the moments of confusion and fear and dread and wanting to give up and hatred or whatever, it's all part of it. And we do need to get some support around it. But sometimes people don't even understand what we're going through. So it's like the support doesn't really help. But I just wanted to add some normalcy to this and a voice to this. Because it is pretty crazy, super overwhelming. And I'm not trying to paint it as this pretty thing, like go through it and then you're going to be a better version of yourself. But you will. in that, or at least that happens for me ultimately, if I make it through, I'm like, oh, okay. And I see the greater meaning of it, you know, and I see like, oh my gosh, thank goodness. Thank goodness for this. Because now I feel more me than I ever have. And I'm ready to do whatever this next thing is for me to do. And I'm ready for it to be better than it's ever been for me and for everyone else that I know, come in contact with, and maybe never meet. So we're all in this together, my friends. Your dark and hard times are felt and experienced by so many of us. It's just part of this experience, and it has a lot of magic in it. And especially when it feels like inconceivably difficult. Like, oh my gosh, I literally have nothing for this. I have no idea. At some point, if you can find a way to just surrender fully into it and reconnect with yourself without expectation about even feeling better, just letting yourself get into it and stop thrashing around in the waves and let them just take you somewhere. I don't know. I think that's when it starts to give us some more insights, but there's a timing to that. So wherever you are in the process, you're there. And you're the only one that can get you through it, ultimately. And you have so much inside of you that can naturally do that and navigate it. And I know, it's crazy making letting all this shit go, but we're doing it. We're all doing it. And I hope this served you in some way. As always, you know, you can find me in various places online, social media, whatever. And then maybe ultimately soon out in the world in other ways as I emerge as well. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again soon.